This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And interesting stuff there from Nathan, echoing kind of some of your stuff with the Darnold stuff. But he was on with the Morning Boys with Jason Lloyd earlier today. And you know me, that just the, wow, this is just like Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield thing. I feel the need to pick apart every time I hear it for obvious reasons. But it sure seems like the Browns aren't just selling this. They actually believe this.
They believe it. No, they definitely do believe it. And so it's funny. I was actually thinking about the Broncos while driving in, because if you don't have random thoughts, what's the point of life, right? And I'm like, I mean, how they were able to turn this thing around and turn it around so much. Everyone looks at someone like Bo Nix, for instance. But the real juice there was the idea that they had a top three offensive line and that defense was the number one defense in all of football last year in many categories, and will continue to be this upcoming season with the additions they made. The point being there is that they did more than just the quarterback. The point with the Vikings is also true. There's more than just the quarterback there. They had a Justin Jefferson. Mm. Where's our Justin Jefferson? They have Jordan Addison. They have like all these different pieces that go beyond and help out someone like Sam Darnold. And I don't know, does Kenny Pickett have enough help now, especially without Judkins for X amount of games, to be able to say, yeah, I can do what Darnold did?
Listen, I think that Joe Flacco can make this season fun, even if it's not the most wins and losses pleasant thing, then I think they have some of the things you need. Like you and I, like I'm pretty basic on what I need to have a chance to commit on any year, which is, do I like your offensive line? Do I like your defensive line? And then do I think your defensive line can get after the quarterback consistently by itself without much blitzing help? And then do I like your quarterback? So hypothetically, like, I think there actually is a chance the offensive line, going back to the wide zone power kind of form, I do think there's a chance, if they can stay healthy, that they can surprise people.
I'm a little concerned about the offensive line.
They've
gotten older, and they've never been better than 20th in the NFL in the past couple seasons.
It's yes or no, by the way. It's not like, well, they're a little healthy. No. They need to be completely healthy. And then you have to make sure that age isn't a problem, which is, that's a lot. That's asking for a lot. Oh, by the way, you also don't have a lot of guys in the pipeline who can take over if Joe Bitonio stinks this year.
Yeah.
Or if Bosa stinks.
So I'm thinking about it like, if the offensive line has a chance to implode, it's got a chance to, if everything goes right, sure, that's on the table as well. But it's a question mark. Mm-hmm. That to me, instead of five Browns logos, it's five question marks on the offensive line right now. That's what they're wearing. And then we don't know about the run game, but right now it doesn't seem like that's going to be very positive either. I like Jerry Jeudy, but you're going to need guys like Cedric Tillman, other players to step up. And even in back of Njoku, you'll need Fannin to take not a massive leap, but like continue what he did in the last year of college and bring that to the NFL. It's just, is that enough to have a Darnold-esque turnaround for someone like Pickett?
So I can sell a fight on, because to me it's the offensive line. If the offensive line is healthy and not washed, well then the run game, no matter who's the starting running back, is going to be better than expected. That'll take pressure off the quarterback. And then maybe you have some time for Kevin Stefanski to scheme guys open with Njoku, with Fannin, and with Jerry Jeudy. So I can draw that up. The problem is, it is quarterback dependent. And this is where, like, you know, Darnold walked into the perfect situation to rehab his career, both with the play caller, head coach, and all the bits of talent said.
And I just think a lot of people, I don't think they understand just the perfect situations that some of these guys have fallen into. Geno Smith is another one, right?
Yes.
It's like, why was he great? Well, did you see the receivers that he has in Seattle?
He also sat behind Russ for 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's a no-pressure situation.
It was a no-pressure situation like you find at Bookman & Son. Bookman & Son, findjewelers.com.
No is okay.
But the point is that you have DK Metcalf. You have all these different players and different guys that are able to be great around them. Like, it does help out these quarterbacks that you then throw into these situations.
So this is probably closer to Baker in Carolina than it is Baker and Tampa.
Right, Baker and Tampa, another good situation. You got Godwin, you got Evans, you have all these guys.
But, like, when it comes to Kenny Pickett...
Who was Baker and Carolina throwing to?
Was that DJ Moore? Yeah, it was DJ Moore.
DJ Moore. DJ Moore's a good player. I'm not taking anything away from DJ Moore.
He's been better in Chicago. But he was more of a number two in Carolina. But, yeah, Robbie Chosen.
Yeah, there we go.
Chosen Anderson.
Chosen one. Yeah, he's got that tattooed on the back like LeBron. Yep. Right? Same thing?
But since then, he has not been chosen.
No.
Dare I say he's been unchosen. Now, that's not a great joke, but we stick and move. But specific to Kenny Pickett, Kenny does not have the physical talent of Sam Darnold, and I don't even think he has the physical talent of Baker. One of the reasons why, you can't pay Baker X amount of money is he didn't have the physical talent of a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes. It's part of the reason why people thought he couldn't be a top 10 quarterback. And I think Kenny Pickett is a much discounted version of that kind of quarterback where, like, you need a lot of help around you to be great. But it might surprise people to think, I don't think if Kenny's the starter week one, that it's just going to be an awful scenario the whole time. And he's not, I think he's going to do enough early, like Jacoby Brissett did, to make you think, well, maybe. The problem is, I just, much like Joe Flacco, I do see there be a point where enough tape gets out there and all of a sudden the wheels fall off and then you still end up pivoting to the rookies.
I mean, I could see a scenario, kind of what you're getting at, where it's like, you said early on maybe he looks good. Maybe it's because he takes on an awful Bengals defense that has done nothing to address why they were awful last year. That's week one out of the gate, guys. Week one against Cincinnati. You're up against Joe Burrow, and so it looks like you're playing a behemoth, but that defense isn't very good. And so maybe he throws a couple good passes in that game. Maybe it's a nice touchdown throw, something to get you excited, and then you just get bludgeoned by the rest of the schedule that's coming.
And listen, one of my most frustrating things about talking about quarterbacks is it does devolve into a statistical conversation almost inevitably, and statistics can be fudged in the current era of football. Coaches and quarterbacks are incredibly, incredibly, incredibly mindful of the barriers that you 65% completion percentage, 2-1 TD to INT ratio, explosive plays, things like that.
Yeah.
And so coaches do scheme things up to help a quarterback look better and gain confidence. I think Stefanski can do that with Kenny Pickett. So I can imagine a scenario where you're 1-5, 2-4 coming out of that stretch, and Kenny's stats look good, right? But then you go back to it, and all of a sudden, the next four games, the NFL kind of catches up to him, and then effectively, you might have won too many games to be in the running for a quarterback, and then the wheels fall off for Kenny Pickett, and you have like a Brian Hoyer situation in 2014, where you find yourself asking, okay, do we stick with this or do we go to the rookies, right?
I mean, at least that's an optimistic point of view. I don't even know that we're going to get a spot where they schemed up enough good stats for Kenny Pickett to look good in even a couple weeks, if I'm being honest about it. I just don't have a lot of belief in him. And maybe I am falling back into the idea that we're conditioned to hate Kenny Pickett. So for as long as we've known Kenny Pickett, I've been one of those people that I just constantly see the worst in Kenny Pickett. Maybe I just got to get over that. I have a hard time thinking we're going to get there with that guy.
So I know I just made a case about arguing statistics too much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And then you're going to bring some stats to the table.
So it's interesting. Like, I do understand Nathan's greater point about the Browns' perspective of, hey, we think he can be our Kenny Pickett. We think he can be our Baker Mayfield, even though you already had that guy. I just get, when it comes to, we've been conditioned to dislike Kenny Pickett. Specifically, one, you know this, I've always thought Kenny Pickett was a scrub, even coming out of college. And two, we're putting a lot of polish on who Kenny was in Pittsburgh. It's not like he was Sam Darnold with New York with Adam Gase, who was just, I mean, could not get out of his own way as an offensive coordinator, let alone as a head coach. Kenny was borderline unplayably bad in Pittsburgh, to where he didn't turn the ball over.
And that was the one thing that you got to hold on to, is he didn't turn the ball over. But Matt Canada really was awful. I think we can recognize that side of things.
He was, but he had 13 touchdowns to 13 interceptions.
Well, he didn't throw a lot of interceptions and throw a lot of picks.
And so it's like,
or touchdowns, excuse
so
me.
So like, okay, is there, I'm sure there are some fans who remember all the fun we had at the expense of Kenny Pickett. Let us not let that distract us from the fact he was unplayable in Pittsburgh. So as bad as Matt Canada was, so is Kenny Pickett. They were equally atrocious. So I think if you're going to pull the nose up on this thing, I think the best you got is maybe 20 touchdowns to 10 interceptions, maybe 65%. And I think you're going to have a much more extreme version, even if all things go well and Kenny plays a majority of the season. They're going to have a much more extreme version of the Baker thing, where not only do you not want to pay the guy $50 million a year, you're going to ask yourself, can I pay this guy $30 million
a
year?
Well, so that's the other side of this too, right? Is if you even get him to a Sam Darnold spot, are you getting him to a spot where it's, oh, great, we made it convenient for another team to offer him $35 or $40 million a year? Like, you don't even get really the fruits of that labor.
Yeah. And by the way, I'll still probably be more comfortable with letting them let somebody else pay him if we're talking about the stats
I think Seahawks fans were when it came to Geno, and I think when it came to Sam Darnold, I think it's a very similar discussion too. Like it kind of stinks. You're almost rolling the dice to try to make him be something, to then have him turn around and finish his career with somebody else, or have a big payday with another team. It's like did Carolina benefit from Baker Mayfield being good in Tampa Bay? Not in the slightest bit. Tampa Bay benefited from giving Baker that chance and that opportunity to begin with.
And I still think that at his best, I don't think he's going to be as good as Geno was or Sam Darnold was in Minnesota.
No, I don't think so either.
If Kenny, so that I've kind of pitched my scenario of the sunshiny version of if Kenny starts week one as the starter.
I don't have a sunshiny version, if that's what you're going for.
So is it just six games to Shador?
I have the number one. I have week one in Cincinnati looking better than people think. If we're talking sunshine, if that's what you want to go for. But if we're talking realistic, I think if you start Kenny Pickett, I think the 6 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it ends up being, until you go to Shador or until you go to Dylan Gabriel, I think it's going to be a very bumpy ride.
216-474-0092. The only thing I would say on that is, the wild card is Kevin Stefanski. Because the thing I will say is, when it comes to scrub-level quarterbacks, and when I say that, what I mean is fringe starters or guys who aren't starters, Kevin does better with guys who are less talented because they'll just shut up and do what he says. And that is kind of the wild card in the scenario. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. If Kenny Pickett is the week one starter, how do you see things playing out for both Kenny Pickett and the Cleveland Browns? And a truly great NFL and college head coach, boasted something that I don't think we can let him get away with. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102. Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.